Welcome to Mindfulness for Sales Professionals. I'm Joy Raines.
And I'm Bill Raines.
And we're here to help you increase sales the mindful way.
Let's get started. Our topic today, tapping in to creativity.
That's right. You have an enormous amount of information within yourself, and by tapping into your creativity, you can solve problems, you can find new customers to call. It's really about getting outside that box and tapping into something beyond the everyday. And Bill, you and I were talking about this earlier. You shared a story with me, which I would love you to relate.
Many years ago, we had a situation where we needed to make a delivery. A delivery vehicle was not available, and everyone was perplexed. They called one of the sales managers, and he said, "Just call a cab." I mean, this was before we had Uber and other delivery services that we use today.
So he was really thinking outside the box. He tapped into his inner creativity and he solved the problem.
Correct. So Joy, what are some ways people can tap into their creativity?
Well, it's important to get past the busyness of the mind. And a great way to do that is to take a walk. A lot of people get very, very creative when they walk. And then if you'd like something a little different while you walk, you can try walking on a labyrinth.
The labyrinth is simply a walking meditation.
Exactly. It's got a circuitous path on it, and you walk back and forth to the center. And then when you reach the center, you walk back out again. It's unlike a maze where you have to decide whether to turn right or left, and it doesn't have walls. You can find labyrinths all over the world simply by Googling Worldwide Labyrinth Locator and putting in your zip code.
That's kind of a mouthful. Worldwide Labyrinth Locator.
Yes, it is. A lot of people love labyrinth walking, though, as a way to gain clarity and creativity. But no matter what method works for you, the important thing is to set aside quiet time, reflect, and tap into all that creativity that's within each and every one of us.
I've seen the tagline, "It is solved by walking."
And often it is. So what we're going to do now is a guided visualization to help you tap into your inner creativity.
If you like our podcast,
tell your friends.
And please subscribe.
And stay tuned for the guided visualization coming up next. And please don't do this visualization while you're driving or doing anything else requiring your full attention. This visualization is designed to help you tap into your inner creativity. So to start, please take a comfortable seat with your head and your neck aligned with your spinal column. And without changing the position of your head or your neck, gently lower your eyelids to a soft gaze or a full close. And just for a moment, notice that you're breathing. You may want to notice the coolness of the air as you inhale and its warmth as you exhale. Notice your body and where it makes contact with the surface that's supporting you. And now bring to mind something that you would like clarity on or some answers on. Just bring it to mind. And then see if you can tap into your inner creativity and let any answers or clarity emerge. Some people like to do this by imagining a wise old person giving you the answers. Others like to imagine themselves 20 years from now, looking back and advising their younger self, which is you in the present. Now we're going to move into silence for about a minute and a half as you see if you can access any inner guidance. Okay, and slowly bring your awareness back to your surroundings and open your eyes. And know that you can pause at any time and quiet your mind as you tap into your inner guidance. It is always with you and always available.